Kate and Dallas wake you up right.
Great morning show.
You had me at elderly lobster.
I listen all morning long.
Stay me some shrimp.
In the car on the way to work.
Crab legs is a good answer.
They're making radio fun again.
I like the butter.
Kincaid and Dallas.
And away we go. Dallas, this one is overflowing this morning.
Lots of stuff to talk about from the weekend. Mickey Gilley passed away over the weekend. Of course, Mickey Gilley owned Gilley's in Pasadena, Texas, started the urban cowboy craze, but he also pays a lot of that to John Travolta.
I tell you what a changing event in my career and my life when John Travolta did the film The Urban Cowboy. You know, we opened the club up in 1971. I never dreamed it was going to become on the world stage, so to speak. But Gilley's became very, very popular on account of that film, The Urban Cowboy and the Mechanical Bull.
You know, it was a real turning point in the world of country music. Gilley also took this song, and it was a song from 1961. In 1980, had a huge hit with this one, and it was on the soundtrack, of course, of Urban Cowboy. Oh, love this.
Wow.
I can see Bud and Sissy on the dance floor right now. Urban Cowboy. Y'all, you know when I was 19 years old, I drove to Pasadena, Texas and went to Gilley's.
Oh.
Oh, yes. And I rode that mechanical bull. And not only that, I ran into Mickey Gilley years later and I told him about going. And he was like, how did you get in my club at 19?
And you're like, don't worry about it.
With his staff.
I was like, well, we'll talk about that later. But very, very sad weekend losing Mickey Gilley. He was 86 years old, lived in Branson, Missouri. Okay, the divorce is off again. They were seen walking the dog. The baby's coming at the end of the month. Sam Hunt and his wife are back together.
Oh, goodness.
I can't.
I know.
My head hurts. I saw this.
Keep up. What's going on?
I don't know, but apparently they are working on things. They were photographed walking the dog. They were out together. The baby is due at the end of the month, and he was wearing his wedding band again.
Man.
Well, I mean, good. I hope they work it out.
I know. Me too. Me too.
Keep me focused on what's going on, you guys.
Exactly.
You're losing me.
Gabby Barrett made a big announcement yesterday on Mother's Day. She's going to be a mother again. She's expecting baby number two. This time, it's a little boy. Fred Savage. Now, we know Fred from the Wonder Years. Now, they were doing this reboot that he was actually the director and the executive producer of. Well, guess what, y'all? He got fired.
This one hurts. I can't believe this. This makes me so sad.
This is so crazy. Well, right now, the word is it was because of verbal outburst and inappropriate behavior. What is wrong with these actors?
Oh, my God!
I know. But he's the director, the executive producer, and the star of the show, and he got fired. So I'm not sure what that means for the reboot, but it can't be good.
Wow.
And Britney Spears wants to talk about secrets from the past 15 years. She is going to release her memoir at the end of the year. I'm in. I'll read it.
All hail.
You know
it. Say
that! I'm Dallas, and that is the dish.
Thank you. From her living room. Amanda's in her apartment.
I'm in my dining room.
Excuse me, the dining room.
Right.
Hey, can you make some glasses sound like you're clearing tables at IHOP? Let me hear that.
Hang on.
In your ears and on demand, Kincaid and Dallas.
What are we laughing at? What are we laughing at? Are you hearing all the sounds I make before we go live on the radio? Is that why you're laughing? What?
No, there's something happening at Amanda's house. I don't know what it is.
What's going on there?
Something going on.
Okay, so we're broadcasting from different places today, and Amanda's over there with Hunter, and I'm wondering what's going on.
He was telling me his dream, but I was muted, and then I unmuted, and he tried to keep talking, and I said, shh.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to get you an on-air light for your apartment for the next 2 days, an on-air light so that this doesn't happen. Professional radio, all of us in different places. Kincaid in Dallas. This is so insane. As you enjoy breakfast in the car on your way to work, a lot of us eat cereal without milk in the car because it's just easier that way. In Australia, there is a college student. His name is Harry Long. That's his name. His name is Harry Long.
Harry Long.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What?
He apparently wrote this whole story about how he was eating some cereal when he was 16 years old, and he took a deep breath in, and he punctured his lung.
Took a deep breath in while what?
Punctured eating cereal. Did you miss that
after
part?
After he swallowed? No, I got it. Okay. I'm just confused. After he swallowed the cereal?
Yep, he was eating this brand of cereal. Cereal's called Honey Stars. Looks a lot like honeycombs, Australian cereal. It's star-shaped. He inhaled a piece of cereal, did not realize severe pain for about 30 minutes. It went away once his lung fully collapsed. He didn't find out what happened until he went to the ER. Isn't that insane?
So I'm guessing the cereal must have had like a little sharp edge on it or something. I'm just trying to wrap my head around this and how it happened. It's so crazy.
You can't.
Going back to his name, because can you imagine when he was in school and they did last name first?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I thought about that. But no, they did laugh at him, Dallas, because all of his coworkers are very polite and very, you know, they're different in Australia. They don't laugh at those things like we do.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, no. Uh-uh.
Right.
No.
They're missing out.
They really are. They really... We just were talking off the air. We have a second here. Y'all, like it was my job over the weekend, I kept refreshing and refreshing and refreshing the story about the escaped the inmate with the guard.
Oh, for the one from Alabama.
Yes.
Yeah.
All weekend, I'm like, surely they found them. Surely they're caught. Surely there's some evidence.
Mm-mm.
Hopefully they found a car. Nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I haven't been keeping up with it, surprisingly, because it does seem like my kind of...
Yeah, that's so Amanda.
I'm telling you guys, they had this planned. They were so smart about everything they did. This not something that they decided to do on a Friday.
It seems like
no way. They definitely had to plan that. Yeah, they didn't just like...
Right.
I did hear a little blurb.
She had sold her house and everything.
Yeah, allegedly.
I did hear a little blurb over the weekend that they were allegedly, like they had been in a relationship for like 2 years.
Yes. Yeah.
Dallas, is that a fish tank behind you? I hear something. Is that a fish tank, or what is that behind you? Are you breathing through portable oxygen? I hear something happening behind you.
No, it's the cat eating food. That's what you're hearing.
Okay.
And I think she's scratching around in the cat feeder.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, listen, welcome to my house. That's all I can tell you.
Go ahead and clink some glassware again for us, please.
Hang on. Yeah. Hang on.
Thank you. I just hear alcohol. That's all I hear.
Good morning, Scott. Oh, Lord. Scott just got up and gave me the look. Oh, my word.
Did you wake him from his slumber?
Good or a bad
Good morning.
One.
No, his eyes aren't even open.
That's not the look I expected.
He is not a morning person.
No. I love the show.
Have some of that Australian cereal.
There it is. Take a deep breath and inhale. Enjoy every second of it.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Podcast.
The show's working remotely today. I'm at the radio station. These two are in the respective homes. Real quick, if you want a boyfriend or you'd like a girlfriend, be in a relationship, you're supposed to make them laugh. If you want a fling, just tell them, be upfront. Say, I want a fling. Don't try to like make it look like a relationship. I'm shortening that because I just witnessed something. I just heard something during the commercials, during that song, and I need to share it with you. I got to hear the first conversation of the day between Scott and Dallas. Scott works at home, lives with Dallas. They're engaged. Let me tell you something. You sound like me and Aaron with talking about our kids and what they did overnight, conferring first thing in the morning. Your pets are so your children.
Of course they are. Yes, they are my children. Yes.
Scott came in. Was that you snoring overnight or was that the dog? I don't know. It could have been the dog. Were you sweaty or was that a dog? I think that was a dog. Man, the cat stepped on my face. Oh, I thought that was your hoof. Well, I don't know. It was very adorable to hear that. Y'all are so cute.
Well, you know, we have a house full. We have two cats and four dogs inside. So it's a lot. There's always a lot going on.
I felt like I was half naked drinking coffee in your dining room in the conversation. I felt like I was a house guest.
Well, I'm so glad. I want you to feel like that at my house. Warm and inviting.
I always thought that you had a strong relationship with Scott, but then I heard your first... You really can tell a lot about somebody about the first conversation you have in the morning and what that's like. Some people can barely talk to each other. You two are so delightful and pleasant.
Oh, thank you.
Amanda, do you get the same vibe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could hear them talking in the kitchen, too.
You know, we're in love.
It's adorable.
Oh, we're in love.
It's adorable. I talked to my wife for 18 minutes over the weekend.
Oh, total weekend?
What?
I'm sorry, 17 and a half minutes over the weekend. But it was great. Gosh. It was great. No, I had Mother's Day was awesome. I literally, we made cards. I got the kids involved. She was super happy. We called the grandparents. I did everything I was supposed to. It was good. Hello.
Did she enjoy it?
Yeah. Did you let her have some time to herself?
Yeah. She had about 31, 32 minutes total. It was good. It's good Mother's Day.
Did you get her pizza?
She didn't. Amanda, here's the crazy thing. For the very first time ever on her birthday or Mother's Day, she did not want pizza.
What'd you have instead?
She wanted this one restaurant, but they were closed. She wanted takeout from there to bring home, but they were closed. So she settled for, what did she want last night? She wanted something super specific. I went to her favorite bagel place and I waited in line for a half hour yesterday morning. And then for dinner, she wanted a different place. They were closed. So we settled on something. She wanted grilled chicken sandwich. So that's what I got for her. Super low maintenance. She was happy. I watched her eat. Okay. It was great.
Watched her eat? Mm-hmm. Did you eat too?
I did, but you know me, I finished in like 2 minutes and then she continued eating for...
What'd you eat?
Don't worry about it. It was great. It was quality. It was perfect. Check my cholesterol later.
In your ears and on demand. Kincaid and Dallas.
I always wonder why we learn about bizarre crimes like a month after it happens. This is just east of Houston. Somebody snuck onto a person's property last month, stole their push mower, but before he took off with it, he used it. Security footage showed the thief using the mower on the lawn. What he did first, Dallas, was fill it up with some gas. Then he started mowing the backyard. Then he mowed the front yard. Then he left with the mower. Police did catch up with him. He abandoned this mower in an alley and then got away. Cops are still looking for him. We have no idea what the motive is. He was not hired by the people to mow the lawn. Here's the weird thing. This happened on the 1st of April. We don't think it's a prank, but, I mean, can you be sure?
Okay, who steals a push mower? If you're going to steal a lawnmower, make sure it's a riding mower.
I believe a zero-turn mower is what you said last week, right?
Yes, yeah. A zero-turn. That's what you got to go for.
Okay. But wait, there's more from you, Dallas.
All right, there is a couple who used to own a restaurant in Ontario, Irene and Tony Dumas, and they had this guy that used to come into their restaurant. His name was John Kinnear, and he was an artist. And he would come in, and he would say, hey, I've got this painting. Can I swap this for a grilled cheese sandwich? And they're like, okay. So I guess maybe some of the stuff was pretty cool. Well, it turns out one of them was very cool. He actually had a work of art by the late Maude Lewis of Nova Scotia, and they're going to auction this painting off that he swapped for a grilled cheese, and it's expected to bring $30,000.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine? You've just got something because you were trying to help somebody out.
That's insane.
You fed him a grilled cheese, and now what he gave you is worth $30,000.
Remember the person who traded a bunch of Bitcoin back in the day for one single pizza, and that Bitcoin would be worth like a ton of cash right now? Remember that story? Yeah. Very similar, but grilled cheese.
I know. It's crazy. Mm. But wait, there's more, Amanda.
All right, so last Wednesday near Tulsa, an apartment complex was hit with a bolt of lightning, and this lightning traveled through a vent, came out of the ceiling of a bathroom, and then hit a toilet and shattered it. It exploded.
Was anybody on the toilet?
No. So thankfully, nobody was using the bathroom when it happened because the unit that it happened in was vacant, but somebody was supposed to move into it the next morning. So can you imagine? They're like, hey, sorry, you actually can't move in tomorrow because your toilet exploded.
Timing is everything in the situation. Could you imagine someone being in that bathroom or using that restroom during that?
They would have died immediately.
Yeah.
They also probably would have exploded.
Oh, no. Died. That's awful.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad that you did the story. But wait, I was seeing this meme for days on social media, and I'm like, what is this toilet that exploded? What is this from? And that's what happened.
I hadn't seen it until now, but it looks pretty rough. I don't know how long it's going to take for them to fix that. And I also don't know if the people that were supposed to move in are getting put into a new unit or if they got to wait. But that really sucks for them.
Yeah, it does.
One would hope. I mean, what are the chances, obviously, it's going to strike in the same way that, again? But I wouldn't want to risk it. Still, though, it's that I have a personal question for both of you. This is if you don't want to answer it, it's fine. You can submit it in writing. Will you take a shower when there is a storm outside? Do you believe
yes.
that you will? You don't think it's going
to
hurt
you? Yeah, I'll take one.
Yeah.
I won't.
My mother used to tell me that all the time. She's like, don't get in the shower. Don't get in the shower if there's a storm. I'm like, okay, whatever. And no, I do. I still do it.
We had talked about this one time because we talked about, like, if that was actually even realistic. And somebody said it was because everything used to be made with copper pipes, so it was realistic, but now they're not made with copper pipes really anymore, so it's not a realistic thing that could happen to you. I think it's okay.
When brushing my teeth, I would be afraid to make contact with the water during a storm because it would travel up the toothbrush and then it would get me that way through my arm, and that was scary.
You were the first kid out of the pool, I bet.
When there was the sound of thunder. You had to drag me out of that pool. I thought that I was so dumb as a kid. It's funny you say that, Dallas. I thought that if I went underwater that I would escape the lightning. But yet in the bathroom, I know. And by the way, everyone knows sense. that is how you escape lightning in a pool. You go underwater.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
But wait, that's all. There's no more.
Probably for the best. I'm sorry Garrett's out today. There's no story. We've abused imitating him enough. He's recovering right now from COVID. So this is how we respect Garrett and his healing process, by not imitating him.
In your ears and on demand, Kincaid and Dallas.
Good morning. Welcome to My Little Secret. What is this item you got for free?
Okay, so we just bought a house, and real estate market's crazy right now. And we got the kids and everything. We just moved in, and, me and my wife were talking about how it would be good to have our mother-in-law come and stay for a little bit. And that little bit came a little sooner than I had expected. We were supposed to set up a guest bed in the guest room, but it actually broke in the move, believe it or not. Just disclaimer, if you're going to move, do it yourself, because these movers just trash your stuff. So, I'm driving down the highway. I got a truck. It's an F-150. And I come across this large obstruction. It's halfway into the lane, halfway on the shoulder. And, coming from like 50 yards back, I have no idea what it is. I just know that, I ran over stuff in the road and it will just annihilate your car. So, I try to be a good Samaritan. I get closer and I finally see it's a mattress, a queen size mattress. So, hey, I'm just trying to be a good Samaritan. I move it over to the shoulder. And as I'm looking at it, this thing's in pristine condition. It's almost like,
okay, did you smell it? Did you do like the sniff test there on the side of the road? Make sure that it hadn't been contaminated.
Okay. Well, look, I looked at the top
side. Were there any stains on it?
Top side was perfectly clean. I flipped it. I looked at the bottom. Besides a little bit of gravel, from falling off and hitting the road, I stuck my face close to it because, who knows where this thing has been, right? But it almost smelled like brand new, the way a car smells brand new. Like, literally, it smells like it was just purchased. I'm thinking to myself, this has got to be a gift from God. So I put the thing in my truck, and I skedaddle on down the road.
Wow. Right?
I wonder if they even knew, had the people, did they even know they lost it?
I'm sure chances are, Dallas, they probably, if they thought they could get it and it was intact, were going to circle around and come back. What if it had just fallen off?
Yeah.
Think about it. If it was still halfway in that lane and had been run over, it might have just fallen off. And then when you got home, did you look at it? Do you own a jeweler's loop? Did you inspect it? I would have gone through every fiber before I brought it in my home.
Oh, yeah. I looked at it because, stuff on the side of the road is disgusting. But this was the exception. Holy
was there next to it a trash bag filled with sheets? Did you get all of the bedding for free?
Oh, my gosh. A bed in a bag.
All of it.
I had to get
literally.
But, yeah, so I brought it home and... you got to take these opportunities to be the hero when you're married, right? So, I said, honey, I got your mom a mattress. Tell her to come down whenever she wants. And then, of course, whenever you do something great, you always get interrogated with 1,000 questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, where'd you get this thing? I just told her I bought it in the store. Where's the plastic? Oh, I took it off already.
You have all the answers.
It's like I'm dating a police chief. she wants to know where the box spring is. I'm like, hey, you know, box spring comes separately. Don't worry. That's on its way, too. And
if she doesn't know, after all, it is your mother-in-law.
That's how, ugly. That's
how old
ugly.
Is she?
My mother-in-law?
Yeah.
She will be 64 this coming
all
September.
All right. Well, your sense of smell dulls a little bit as you age, so maybe she won't.
Yeah, and she smokes cigarettes anyway, so you know.
Oh, you know what? If she smokes,
will have some smell.
Oh, she. Oh, then it's fine. This is gonna smell like potpourri.
Exactly.
Shoulder potpourri.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
Good luck,
Kincaid and Dallas
podcast.
This morning's my little secret. He took a mattress that was in the road. He was trying to be a good Samaritan because it was half in the lane. So he pulled over going, this is dangerous. I don't want anybody else to run over this. So I'm going to go ahead. And he didn't run it over, but he stopped ahead of time, pulled it off to the side, kind of inspected it going, well, this looks very new to me. This looks like this could have been a new mattress or a newish mattress. Put it in the back of his F-150 and decided this would be great for my mother-in-law to sleep on in the guest room.
That is so disgusting. I cannot even tell you. If that baby was still wrapped in the plastic with the price tag on it, I'm not picking it up off the side of the road.
Still, you wouldn't.
Mm-mm. No. Who's cooties? There's no telling what kind of cooties are on that thing.
Okay.
Or, like, bugs and other things.
I think a visual inspection and then also a nasal inspection as well would be a good
idea. Well, some of those things you can only see with a microscope.
Mm. True.
I made a mistake years ago, and I thought this was like going to be my next. Like, this is an antique. I can't believe someone's just throwing this away. I saw this cool swivel chair thing, and I stopped to get it. And the mistake I made was I had all my windows down in my LeBaron, and I put this in the back seat. It fit in the back seat of my LeBaron with the front part of it over the passenger side.
Right. Stop right there.
Well, Dallas, my trunk was full with clothes. So
I know, but I'm thinking about you in a Chrysler LeBaron.
Oh, yeah. Not my 92 LeBaron, right? So that thing was old when I got it. Anyway, so I throw this in the back of my LeBaron. I'm like, oh, this is so sweet. I bring it up the four flights of stairs to my apartment. I get it in my apartment. I'm sitting in it, and literally, like out of a movie, I'm like, ooh, and I get down on the floor and I smell the cushions. I'm like, and it smells like, you know when you're behind a restaurant in the summer. That's what it smells like.
Ew,
like
the grease pit,
like the mixed with old beer,
like hot garbage.
Hot garbage. My living room at my apartment smelled like hot garbage. So I immediately took that back down to a dumpster and threw it away. And I hope nobody else grabbed it because it just was.
That's kind of gross.
But I thought gross. Visually, it looked, Amanda, it looked fine, but it wasn't. I can't be the only one to ever take something, think that it's a great idea, and I could be like TikTok and restore it, only to discover it's way too far gone.
Yeah, but you didn't restore it. You just took it in your house and didn't clean it or anything.
The restoration would have been, you know, just taking a paper towel and some dish soap, you know, and doing my best.
Yeah.
Well, it would have been better than what you did.
Well, I did. I gave up because I knew it was too far gone. You never picked anything up off the side of the road to keep.
No.
Go, this is a great thing. And then discovered, okay, this is not going to work.
The only thing that I would pick up would be something like a gas can or a chain or a tool, something that I know is not going to smell.
Just got a message
but not
here.
Something you're going to live with.
Just started listening today. Why does Dallas sound so far away? She's on the International Space Station, and we're not allowed to talk about it. No, Garrett's out sick right now, and so they separated all of us. So I'm at the radio station. Amanda's in her apartment. Dallas is at home, only for a little while. We're going to fix this.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to take these calls on the radio. I want to hear the shame, the guilt, and the regret right now.
Kincaid and Dallas
podcast.
Let's go ahead and grab some calls here. Five lines of people who had to throw something away they brought into their home thinking they could restore it. April, welcome. It's Kincaid in Dallas. What did you think you could hang on to for free, but it ended up truly being trash?
I was living in Minneapolis before moving to the Atlanta area, and I picked up this wooden chair. It looked beautiful. It was an antique chair, but it was haunted. I took it into my house. My cat, my dog acted weird. My husband and I started fighting. We couldn't figure it out, and it was the chair. We got rid of it within 2 months.
Unreal. So it was two months of living a horror film, and then you got rid of it, and just like that, everything's fine.
Just like everything's fine after getting rid of that chair.
Like, what sort of fights would you have with your husband? Over what?
Stuff. Like, my husband and I never fight, and we fought over the stupidest things. And the cat was a different... Like, the cat would sit and stare. stare at the chair.
Oh, that's weird. That chair is possessed.
That's wild.
It was completely possessed, and I believe in that stuff. I've experienced a ghost before, so.
I do, too. Garrett, if Garrett were here, well, I don't believe in any of that. I want the chair. I'm going to fall asleep in that chair.
Yeah. Well, Garrett.
Go back to Minneapolis and go get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Garrett also thought he'd never get COVID.
Right. Never say never is what I learned.
Exactly.
April, thank you so much for listening. Hey, where in Minneapolis did you live? I lived in Uptown for a bit.
Oh, so we lived in Highland Park.
Okay. Got it. Lots of fancy trash there in Highland Park. Until it's possessed.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's actually just over the river near the 46th Street station is where I found this chair.
How fashionable. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Hipsterville. Hey, Kennedy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's Kincaid in Dallas. What did you bring into your home only to discover it truly was garbage?
Okay, so it's actually a similar situation to the mattress story, except we found the box spring, too. Me and my dad actually found one on the side of the interstate. It was in the flow lane, but... We picked it up, and whenever we got home, there was, like, a little tear in the box spring and, like, a little hole in it.
Uh-huh.
And there was a snake inside.
No.
Yes. Did you take it in the house?
No, we didn't get it in the house. My dad was, doing his sniff inspection and everything and saw the hole and was just creeping around in the hole and saw that the snake was curled up in the box spring.
Dallas, would you have shook the snake out until it escaped?
Yes, I would have shook it out. No, I would have shook it out. Had it been poisonous, I would have 86'd him.
I thought she said she was going to eat it. Thank you very much. No. I appreciate you, Kennedy. Thank you so much. Dallas eating poisonous snakes.
No.
Serena, welcome to our show. You know, you thought you could maybe rehabilitate something you found, but it ended up just being garbage and it had to go. What was it?
Well, mine was a little different. We didn't throw it away.
What'd you keep?
Okay, so when I was about 19, 20 years old, my sister needed some furniture, and she had just moved into this place, and, of course, we were all broke. And we were driving past these apartments, and apparently when the people get thrown out of the apartments, they take everything across the street to the dumpster behind the grocery store.
How sad.
And there was furniture beside the dumpster. I was driving in, like, an 80 model Malibu, and it was four doors, and there was a couch, and my sister really wanted the couch, so we turned it upside down on the roof of the car and strapped it in through the window.
Perfectly safe.
And drove it. We drove it to her place about 5 miles away.
5 miles!
And she said, I like it. Let's go back and get the love seat. So we did.
Oh, my gosh.
And after we went back a fifth time for the dinette.
Nothing dead in it. It didn't smell terrible. It was ugly. I mean, it was like, it was really ugly. I can't remember what color it was. I think it was purple. But anyway, it was better than nothing.
Ugly, but free. Like, I get that. Believe me, I do. Serena, thank you for the call, and thank you so much for listening. What did you end up either keeping because it was free and it was trash, or it was too far gone and you didn't realize until you brought it home? Hey, Shelly, welcome to our show.
Hey, so we were driving down in our neighborhood and saw the most beautiful Christmas tree, a fake one, and I said, Joe, stop the truck! And so I'm known.
Save that.
I'm known. I'm known to stop and get stuff off the side of the road, and that so far it's been good. So we got the most beautiful Christmas tree. So when Christmas came along, we put it in there, and our cat Tyrone says, "Oh no!" And he was smelling it and everything, and our dogs are going nuts. It smelled like cat pee.
Oh no!
Yes.
Oh, so you know, it also could have been. We learned that.
We could. Oh, my gosh. So, of course, we had to take it directly to the street. But
yeah.
Dear Lord.
You got you. Sometimes when you smell that, it's a legal substance.
Thank you, Kinkin.
You're welcome.
Well, just think about
Shelly,
this.
Thank
if you put if you put lights on that thing and then it warmed up the cat pee.
Oh my God. It's like a hot plate. Why would you? Almost like a candle warmer. Last call on this.
Yes.
You thought you could keep it. It ended up just being trash. Carrie Ann, it's Kincaid in Dallas. Good morning. What did you find?
So we were driving down the road one day, and we stumbled upon this beautiful mattress. It had flowers on it as a cover, and it was just wonderful. And then when we got it home, we were putting it on the bed. We realized it smelled like cat pee.
Oh, no.
It was awful.
I'm guessing that was also... because there can't be that many cats around.
Just Kincaid, please.
There's plenty of cats. What are you talking about?
So you brought it back outside. It was done. You couldn't.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking because it's just so pretty.
Yeah, it looked pretty, but
you
no.
You can't get rid of cat pee. You just can't.
No, you can't.
No, we bought this bottle one time after our dog peed on something. It was like this Yuri Gone thing, and it was like expensive. It was $14 for one bottle at the As Seen on TV store, and it did not work. So you're not wrong. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Looking at these texts, very similar. A lot of people who are like, I can't believe Mattress Guy actually got a mattress that didn't smell. I've never found a mattress as new as it looked that didn't reek. So there you go.
In your ears and on demand, Kincaid and Dallas.
You have a mystery revealed. The best thing about TikTok, I think, is all these employees revealing employee secrets. And this one in particular is absolutely incredible. This secret is somebody admitting that, did you know Dallas? Did you, are you there? Dallas? Hello? Oh, weird. Oh, and there you are. Hold on. There you are now. Dallas, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, there we
can
go.
You hear
perfect.
Me?
Yes, everything works now.
Okay.
Dallas,
does that
did you,
sound better?
It sounds so much better. We fixed your microphone.
Okay.
And I have the
good
right
deal.
Button on the board. Dallas, did you know that inside every movie theater, they can see everything you're doing when the lights are out?
I have always wondered about that because when I was younger and I'd go to the movies and the guy would want to make out, I'd be like, nope, not in here.
Well, back then you could. Now you can't because now there are infrared cameras, like the security cameras outside people's houses that see in the dark.
Oh my gosh, how scary.
Take a listen.
Movie theater misconceptions. It's dark. They can't see what we're doing, even if they do have cameras. Wrong. They're infrared, so I can see everything that you're doing, whether you just snuck in food and drinks, or if you're just actually trying to get it on, you will be kicked out.
I need the freshest popcorn. I need you to make me a batch right now, and if you don't, I'm not getting any. You actually don't want the popcorn that's directly out of the kettle because it's so hot. It's still this warm mush ball. It's not good. You want popcorn that has been sitting there for an hour or so, maybe. We're making popcorn all day long. It's not been sitting there for days on end, but popcorn actually doesn't go stale for at least about a week.
Did you learn that? So cameras can see everything you're doing and you don't want fresh popcorn.
Okay.
You
do
know
they
what?
Hang on to the popcorn for a week?
I would hope that they
most
have enough people
time,
coming in where it's
most
cycling
of the time
through.
If they don't, like, I know the one that I used to go to, the one in like my hometown, I know that at the end of the night, if they don't sell it all, they usually just put them in giant trash bags and throw them away.
That, to me, is so wasteful. That is so...
I don't know if they still do.
I mean, why don't you feed the birds?
Is that the kind of thing that we learn? Did y'all hear that thing? And I was talking about this with my wife over the weekend. This is our Mother's Day conversation. This is part of the 18 minutes that we had yesterday to converse before our kids bugged us. That you actually aren't... We, as a kid, that was always my favorite thing with my grandma, is we would go and feed the birds bread. And then now you're not supposed to do that because it's bad for the birds.
Oh, yeah. When we go feed the ducks with my nephew, we bring... you're supposed to bring... like peas or
not bread.
Stuff
it swells
similar
up.
To that. Yeah, bread will swell up in their tummies. It's not good for them.
Can we get a text from a vet of whether popcorn's any good or not? Because if so, Dallas, that bag of popcorn could be good for the animals. I'm just saying.
I mean, when you eat bread, Kincaid, doesn't it swell up in your belly?
I'll try later on. I'll let you know.
A bird is no different.
I used to get drunk and my friend and I would split a loaf of bread because there was nowhere to eat around my apartment. It was just a convenience store that sold just nothing. So we would actually eat half a loaf of bread each and I would just fall asleep. So I can't remember if it swelled up or not.
Yeah. See,
save that.
That's always like a misconception. People always say that it soaks up the alcohol, but I don't think that it does.
Mm. Well, I got full and I passed out and all was right in the world.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Podcast.
I'm going to read you something that I posted. Now, Aaron's not on social media, but I felt compelled yesterday, everybody tagging their significant other on Mother's Day. And I felt the need to write something. And you tell me if I'm right here, okay? All right, this is what I posted. Obligatory, thank you for everything you do on a daily basis to keep the kids and myself alive. But honestly, the best qualities my kids have come from your strength, compassion, and creativity. Happy Mother's Day to my social media-less wife, Aaron. Someone please tell her I said these nice things. She's not on any form of social media. She's completely unplugged. So I posted
that. I saw that and I thought it was so sweet.
Okay. Amanda, did you?
Yeah, why? What's the question?
I was making sure. Was it okay to post that or did it make you nauseous? Be honest.
No, I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah. Everybody else was posting stuff like that. What's the difference?
I had a friend post something going, hey, listen, you know, why don't you turn to the person who you want to say these nice things about and say it in person and not go on social media? And I did both. So I just, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure you did both.
Okay.
Who cares?
I just want to make sure that was okay.
Well, that person's just a hater. My Lord. What is wrong with them?
That person's lonely is what you're saying. I see between the lines.
My gosh. There's no reason to be like that.
That's what I thought. And I'm like, oh, like it's almost like the kind of thing, okay, did you just see what I posted? It was 5 minutes after I posted that. I'm like, they're so talking about me. But who knows?
What?
I know. Hey,
you're so paranoid.
I am, always. So can we get into the Sam Hunt situation real quick? We have to deep dive this situation. In case you missed it during Dallas's Dish, it's Kincaid in Dallas. Sam Hunt and his formerly estranged wife, who's pregnant with her child, about to give birth when? Like any second now, Dallas? Any month?
The baby girl's due at the end of the month.
Okay, so it's like literally any time now.
Yes.
They're back together. We found this out over the weekend.
Yes, they are back together. They were seen walking the dog. He's got his wedding band back on. I just hope it works. I know people that have, you know, parted ways. They got back together. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
What do you think the magic number is? Is there such a thing, Dallas, in your opinion, of a certain amount of times before it's like, no, just stop?
Well, I think, you know, I don't know if it's so much that or it's what the person or persons did to ruin the relationship in the first place. You know, if the allegations of him cheating are true and she can get over it and deal with it and they can move on, that's great. But I can just tell you, it's a hard thing for a woman to get over.
Mm-hmm.
So every situation is different. And it just depends on how much you love that person and you think you just cannot live without them.
Dallas, do you think we have someone listening who, after getting married, okay, after you read your vows, that whole thing, up there in front of everybody, that I'd say more than four times you broke up and got back together, and now you've been together for an extended period of time, but there was something tumultuous happen, and then finally after four, do you think that exists? Do you think there's a couple?
Yes, I think that exists. I think there's probably somebody listening right now that's going through it at this very moment. They're screaming at the radio right now going, oh my God, this is me.
Right.
This is happening to me right now.
Well, stop screaming, begin calling.
In your ears and on demand, Kincaid and Dallas.
I can only imagine Dallas went like this, okay? I was boxing up the wedding gifts to send back to all those people who came to the wedding, but then she said she wants to give it another chance. That was my Sam Hunt. Over the weekend, found out Sam Hunt and his pregnant wife.
That was great, by the way. That was really good.
I appreciate that, Dallas. I try. It doesn't take a lot of effort. You just have to talk for a little bit, then you sing the red. It's easy. It's good. So they're back together, which is so puzzling. And this brought up the subject of how many chances can you give somebody? Can you give them more than four? Would you like to speak with Anonymous, who after four chances decided no, uh-uh. Good morning, Anonymous. You were telling me off the air he was just a bad dude.
Yes, bad dude. Once a cheater, always a cheater. That's my motto.
Okay, so after the first time.
Y'all split up and got back together four times?
Well, no, we were married the whole time. And I did what I think a lot of people do is they stay married for their kids thinking it's the right reason.
Right.
And the fourth time was the breaking point. And so Sam Hunt and his wife, I wish him the best, but if I could give her advice, it would be once a cheater, always a cheater.
Mm.
Wow. Oof. Yeah. And it just, you know, it like compounds their situation because they have a baby on the way. It's like, oh my gosh.
It does. And when I found out about the first one, our child was a year and a half old. So.
Wow. And then, yeah, like, then it got to that fourth one, and you were like, get your stuff and go. I can't anymore. I'm done.
Yeah, pretty much. There's those trust issues like Dallas was talking about that build up and build up and build up. And the fourth one, I was like, yeah, peace out. I'm gone.
Yeah.
Anonymous, thank you. I'm sorry it worked out like that. Are you in a better situation now?
Oh, dear God. I have never been better in my entire life, ever. Yeah.
See, that's what I say. Everything good or bad happens for a reason because you always come out on a better end of it. You have to go through some crazy times.
I would do every bit of it again to have my kids, but I am a totally different person now.
I'm so happy hear that. That makes
good
me so happy.
You.
Anonymous, thank you. See, bright side. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
feel
always.
Good about that. But Amy, same thing with you. Bunch of times you tried to make it work. Amy, you there? Hello?
Amy?
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, hi, Amy. Okay.
We're still together.
So how many times were you, you know, didn't work out, back together, didn't work out, back together? And what was the issue each time?
There's lots of issues. We are so toxic. Actually, we're not even speaking today. We're blocked. We have each other blocked. But
oh, my gosh.
My goodness.
We're in counseling. We've done everything. We really need Dr. Phil. I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah, you do. So why stay together if this is such a... I mean, you heard a last anonymous caller.
Let me tell you something. What? You cannot ask a woman that question until you've been in that situation and you just don't understand what goes on between two people.
You don't, because I don't. I don't. Yeah.
All right. I'm so sorry.
It's like you just can't get over him and you just can't move on. It's like, I would rather be with him and be miserable. I get it, girl. I get it.
Hey, Amy, so you have him blocked. Are you still sleeping in the same bed together?
We did last night. We
Amy, I'm so confused.
I unblocked him this morning. I did unblock him because I don't want to be like that, but he blocked me first. It's like two toddlers. It really is.
Gosh.
It's like two children.
How long have you guys been together?
Since 2013.
Wow.
That's a long time. And when did things like this start happening where it got weird?
Well, it was really weird from the get-go, I reckon, because we're blended families. We don't have children together. We're very independent people. We really don't need each other. We just have this passion, this fire. When we're good, we're good. We're on it.
I know, but I worry that you're the fire, he's the propane tank. I'm really scared. So,
pretty much.
Okay. I wish you the best of luck. And obviously, you know, your heart keeps you in this whole thing. I don't know what to say. Good luck.
Kincaid, it's like I told you, unless you've been there, you will never understand.
And then, hey, good morning, Jennifer. You had a comment for Dallas. Hello, Jennifer.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey.
What did you want to say to Dallas?
Hey.
I just wanted to say, me and you are a lot alike. We're about the same age, and every time you say stuff, I'm like, oh, she's right on. That's exactly what I would have said. But I feel like my ex-husband cheated on me, oh, God knows how long. And sometimes I feel like I don't care how much you love that person, you've got to love yourself more.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I would think I would rather be healthy and happy by myself than miserable with somebody alone.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, when I got divorced, I was alone 4 years, not a date, not nothing.
Wow.
And I went back and I kind of found myself again. I was like, good Lord, I really like myself. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, it was really good. And I think that is, had I not known Scott, I would have never gotten involved with him, but knowing him for as long as I had and knowing what kind of person he was, I was okay with getting into that relationship. But yeah, you're right. It's just such a, well, it's like Amy that did you hear Amy? And she was talking about the fact that, you know, but you know, you've been there. Like, it took you a while to get out of that, because when, you know, that's the one thing about a woman: when we love, and we love deeply. So
until the end.
Well, it was so funny because we had been married 6 years. We didn't have any children, but it was like, when I was done, I was done. I don't look back. I'm done. And it's actually one of the wonderful things about being older is you like yourself and you realize that you're worth more than that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I totally agree with that, girl. We on the same page.
Jennifer, you claim...
We are. I think you are cousins or somebody with a guy that I know. But anyway, I just feel like I've known you forever, and we are such on the same page.
Now, you say that.
Same age and all that. And it's like,
I love it.
Jennifer,
let's get a cocktail sometime.
You should. You say that you're on the same page, but there have been things that Dallas has said that you probably are in a different library. Like she said before.
Ever eaten snake?
Have you ever eaten a snake?
No.
No.
I would try to.
You would try it if Dallas said so. Thank you for the call. I appreciate you. On the same page. I had to verify and make sure.
You're so crazy.
Y'all were too close.
You were so crazy.
Y'all were just too close.
In your ears and on demand, Kincaid and Dallas.
We were talking about the Kentucky Derby off the air. What makes it incredible is normally, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, Dallas. Normally, you got the favorite, and it's either one, two, or maybe three horses. You're like, okay, it's going to be one of these three, and there aren't too many surprises. But then there's what happened over the weekend.
Oh, my gosh. It hasn't happened at the Derby since 1913.
And what was the name of the horse? Rich?
Rich Stakes, maybe?
Yeah, I can't remember. But he wasn't the last horse. He wasn't in last place, but he was back in probably, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 from being last.
Rich Strike.
But he was amazing. And that jockey, holy cow. And I will tell you this, I just read that he passed all the drug tests on Saturday after the Derby.
Oh, I love that.
So this was a replacement. Friday morning, they put this horse in.
Yeah.
Just because the odds were 80 to 1. So how that works
80 to 1. Yeah. Explain to me, because I don't know.
I was going to say, Dallas, explain to me.
Well, you're the gambler. You love to gamble.
Translation. You degenerate. You know how it works. I think how it works is if you were to put down a dollar on that horse, you'd get back right, 80.
You'd win 80. Yeah. I think it's 80 like times or something.
Yeah.
However much.
Which means if you just put down 10, it's like, okay.
That's amazing. But he needs some manners, though. Now, I'm just here to tell you.
How do you know he was unruly?
Well, if you saw afterwards when the handler, when they were trying to get him to the ring, you know, he was biting the other horse. He was just out of control. I was like, oh, now somebody, he needs some manners. He needs to be taught some manners. So,
Are you just the person to do that, Dallas? Is that
well?
What
I'm not a horse trainer, but I know one thing: if my horse is not going to bite another horse while it's standing next to it, if it is, I'm gonna tap him on the tail. I can tell you that.
Dallas is not the horse whisperer. You're the horse tapper. People get poked in the eye. Horses get tapped on the tail.
Kincaid and Dallas
podcast.
You've been doing it right the entire time.
Well, my mother used to say, and I will never forget this, I think my grandmother said it too, and they would always say, eat late, gain weight. And I was like, okay, well, that does it for me, because we never had dinner past 6, probably.
Eat late, gain weight. That's great, because they were right. The study recently done shows that you can add years to your life by only eating when it's light outside. Researchers said that the longevity of mice increased by up to 35% when they ate within the body clock's daily rhythms, which means that if humans restrict our eating during our most active hours, which is typically in the midday, especially for senior citizens who can get up at 5 a.m., this has a bunch of benefits. You're eating smaller meals, so you're moving them closer together, which creates an intermittent fasting angle, so that way you're not overeating. So they were right. That's how the elderly eats. In smaller amounts, they snack more often. They're not eating feasts like I do.
Well, exactly. And I think that's part of the reason that I sleep so good and that I always have all my life, because I've never been a late eater. I just, you know, I mean, I've done it and then I feel horrible when I do it and I don't sleep good. But I grew up eating early, eating like that, because my dad had to get up early, so he went to bed early. So it's kind of been the cycle of my life. And then I get a job where I have to get up at 3:30 in the morning. So I don't know. It makes me feel better. I like what it does to my body.
I mean, let's just take this one step further. Is there something to doing what all the elderly people in my life have done in the past, where if you have one morsel left as extra at a restaurant that you didn't finish, leftovers, you take that one bite of steak. You take the one teaspoon of mashed potatoes. I'd like a box, please. And you take that home, and you have it the next day.
What? I mean, what's wrong with that?
Because there's nothing left. It's literally a bite of steak.
But that's you talking. A lot of people could eat a small little meal like that and be fine. Or they could take it home and maybe add something like a vegetable to it.
And then you would have a
full meal.
See, that's the problem, is those of us who don't cook, like me, see that, and it's like, oh, I've had this one bite, and the other bite, well, this is a giant food tease. What else do I have in the pantry?
Do not waste anything. I waste nothing.
Box of Triscuits.
In your ears and on demand, Kincaid and Dallas.
I learned earlier, in fact, all day long, that Dallas, who's working from home today, reprimands her pets the same way I do my children. Pickled herring, Nancy Reagan, Dusty Springfield, y'all stop it. Stop. Her dogs have very unique names. What'd you learn today, Dallas?
I learned that my grandmother and my mother were always right about eat late, gain weight. Apparently, there's some big study out now that says eating early is good for you. I love that.
The whole time they were right. Breathy, yep. Amanda, what have you learned today?
I learned that there are such things as lawnmowers that push themselves.
You never knew that self-propelled lawnmowers were a thing, huh?
That's so funny.
I didn't know that.
Amanda, have you ever cut grass?
No, I grew up in a house with two brothers and a dad, so no.
Oh my gosh, we should do a weekend. Concert tickets, and then Amanda comes by and does yard work. That'd be so funny.
No way.
Oh my gosh, no. No, that's not going to happen.
It's never going to happen. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. We wish Garrett well. And
Speaking of that, I've got to cut grass today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, Garrett? Yeah. Speaking of Garrett, you've got to cut grass. Is that what?
No, I was just thinking about it.
Oh, that would be the end of today's show. Want to hear more Kincaid in Dallas? Go ahead and go back and search the other hundreds of shows we've put up in the past. Yes, relive the past. We appreciate you listening. And make sure you join us on the radio for a brand new show tomorrow or Monday morning if it's the weekend.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.